Okay, we are on Mem Vavim Midbeis, and towards the bottom, the last thing that we were talking about was once we had our whole conversation about Iskatsoi le mitzvah, so Iskatsoi le kuliyuma, and we got involved in Iskatsoi le bein ashmashos. So here you have this issue. When something is designated for mitzvah purpose, everyone agrees is designated, you cannot use it for other things as long as you haven't performed your mitzvah. That's for sure. Once you perform your mitzvah, then the question is, does it remain designated until the end of the day when someone else could theoretically perform the mitzvah? And the next level of question becomes, so that would be a machlokes, and the next question becomes, what about the next day? Because sometimes you'll have a scenario where a person may be obligated to be involved in a mitzvah bein hashmashos. So if there's an obligation bein hashmashos, that could then carry over even to the next day. If you hold iskatsoi leyuma, if you hold something is designated beyond the time of the mitzvah, it's designated the whole day. What about the next day? Because there's no break between bein hashmashos and the next day. So does that mean that would be designated for the next day as well? The next layer that the Gemara got involved in was, what about when there's a sveika deyuma? What about bezman hazeh in chutz la'aretz, where we don't know, I mean, we do know, but we treat it like it's a suffix, like as if we were still around in the times of Beis HaMikdash. So what happens in terms of the suffix, what day it is? So then do we say that the same principles would apply when it's really a suffix if it's even that day? In other words, it could be the 8th, it could be the 7th. Shmini Atzeres, or is it the last day of Sukkot? So which one is it? Well, if it's the last day of Sukkot, then the Esrog should be us for the whole day. If it's Shmini Atzeres, so the only issue you'd have is this Iskatzoi Lebein Hashmashos issue. So what do you do with that? And so that was a machlokas as well. So now the Gemara gets involved with Sukkah itself, because the Gemara before had a distinction between Iskatzoi Lebein Hashmashos when it came to the Arba Minim versus versus Sukkah. And the issue seemed to revolve around the Bein Hashmashos, because while this was also a machlokas, because Lulav, Ezra, Hadassah, and Arabis, because it's only a Zecher LeMikdash, how machmir do we have to be on the designation? So there was a lot of room for leniency there, because when it comes to a Safek Derabanan, we're lenient. Safek Deraisa, we're machmir. So Bein Hashmashos of Sukkot, let's say the last day going into Shmini Atzeres, so the Bein Hashmashos, if you need to eat in the Sukkah, you have to eat in the Sukkah. So there's already the Iskatsoi in Bein Hashmashos. As opposed to the Lulav and Esrog, you're not going to be mechuyev to shake Lulav and Esrog if you didn't shake it the whole day, because Safik Derabanan Lakula. So that was the distinction we made between Sukkah and the Arba Minim. Four lines up from the bottom, the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Brei Derav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmei Derav." So this is all a Masorah that goes back to Rav. Shmini Safek Shvi. Let's all kind of imagine where we're holding now. It's Shmini Atzeres in the United States of America. So Shmini Atzeres in the United States of America is a Safek if it's still the last day of Sukkot. Right? Could be the last day of Sukkot, could be the first day of Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara says, according to Rav, Shvi l'suka, u'shmini l'vracha. What's Rav's halacha? Shmini atzeres, when it's a sfeik of the yuma in chutz la'aretz, we view it as the seventh day when it comes to sukkah, and we view it like the eighth day when it comes to bracha. And notice the Gemara didn't say it's bracha, it didn't say birchaso. It just said, for bracha. Well, which bracha? So one might have been tempted to say that it's all talking about sukkah. We split sukkah in half. In terms of them, it's a daraisa, so it will be machmir, and we'll say you got to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. In terms of the bracha on the sukkah, leishev b'sukkah, bracha's darabanan. So one could have argued that the Gemara meant, we're going to treat it like it's the eighth day vis-a-vis the bracha. What does Rashi say? Rashi writes, Shvi l'sukkah, kin mefarish l'lekaman. Even that, Rashi says, not so pashut. We'll have to see exactly what it means. Okay. Rishmini the bracha, sha'aymer b'tfila u'birkas ha'mazon v'kiddush. It's in Hashmini Chag Atzeres hazeh. That when we daven, when we bench, kiddush, we refer to the day as Shmini Atzeres. So we don't refer to the day as still Sukkis, or we say, oh well, Mekadesh ha Sukkis, which we wouldn't say because it's Cholamoy. We wouldn't say Mekadesh. There's no bracha Mekadesh the Cholamoy Sukkis. Kiddush you only make on Yom Tov. So what would we say? So the Gemara says, okay, so you know you have to say Shmini Chag Atzeres, however the girsa is. So when it comes to benching, davening, and Kiddush, where we have to refer to the day in a certain way. So benching, we could have gotten away, and Yalav Yavo was saying Sukkos is there, Viyom Shmini Atzeres is there, or something like that. Maybe we could have done both. The Gemara says no. You treat it like the eighth day for bracha. What?
So you would be part of it.
We do not on Shmini Atzeres. According to Rav, this is Rav.
So you just say Shmini Atzeres.
Correct. Correct. So it's considered a seventh day vis-a-vis Sukkah. Rashi says we have to discuss what we mean by that exactly. It's considered a seventh day vis-a-vis Sukkah. Vis-a-vis Sukkah. But when we refer to the day, when we talk about the day, when we refer to the day, when we bench HaKadosh Baruch because of the day is referred to as the eighth day. As Shmini Atzeres, not as the last day of Chol HaMoed. That's Rav's opinion. V'Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shmini lezeh velezeh. No, it's Shmini both for Sukkah and for Bracha. So at this point, if you're a betting man, what would you say is the machlokis over Sukkah? Sounds like Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's no mitzvah of Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. How could that be? It's a suffix deraisa. Now, is it really a suffix deraisa? Maybe it's not really a suffix deraisa because at the end of the day we have a calendar. So, okay. But is that what he meant? Did he mean you don't go in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres? And Rav said you do go in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres? Is that the machalukis? That's what I would say, just a simple reading. That's the machalukis for Sukkah. So let's see what the Gemara does with it. Mesiv kule amale bligi di yasvinan. Now, mesive is an attack question, right? But what does mesiv mean? It comes from the Sharish yud saf beis in Aramaic, which is yud shin beis in Hebrew. Yashav, leishav, bezugah. So mesiv means to sit. To sit, meaning to dwell in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, which is what I would have said was the machlokas here. Kule amalai ligi. The whole world doesn't argue, meaning everyone agrees. De yasvinan, that you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Okay, so the Gemara is adjusting everything that we might have thought. Okay, so the machlokas is not over whether you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Both Rav and Rabbi Yochanan agree you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Well, then what are they arguing about sukkah? What are they arguing about sukkah? Keep ligi when they argue. Turn your page from the sign of Aleph. Livruche, the bracha. Lemand amar shvi lesukkah. Bruchinam imivarchinan. According to Rav, who holds that it's considered the seventh day vis-a-vis sukkah, we also make a bracha. Which bracha? Rashi says leishev besukkah. So that's how Rashi knew, by the way, that the previous Amud was not talking about the bracha on sukkah. He's talking about the bracha on kiddush and benching and davening, because the Gemara spells out right now that the argument over sukkah is the argument over the bracha on the sukkah. So there's a split at this point between the mitzvah and the bracha. Rav holds if you treat the day, if you vis-a-vis sukkah, it's the seventh day. Manafkamina, it's the seventh day. Why do you have to say it like that? Because we treat it like the seventh day, vis-a-vis sukkah. You sit in the sukkah and you make a bracha on the sukkah. Lamand Amar Shmini Lezeh Velezeh. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds, it's considered the eighth day, even vis-a-vis Sukkah. Gemara said, it doesn't mean you don't sit in the Sukkah. You sit in the Sukkah! But Bruch Eilem Avarchinan, you don't make the Bracha Leishev B'Sukkah. Amar Rabbi Yosei, Rabbi Yosei said, Nekait Rabbi Yochanan B'Yadcha, take the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan in your hand, you sit in the Sukkah without a Bracha. De Rav Huna Bar Bizna, because Rav Huna Bar Bizna, V'chol Gedoli Ador, and all of the Gedoli Ador. You ready for this? This is not one of those Gedol stories. This is not like an Archbold Gedol story, I guess. This is the Gemara's Gedol story. Iklu besukah b'shmini safek shvi. They came to a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz. So it was a safek. It was still sukkahs. Meisiv habu yasvei. They sat in the sukkah to eat on Shmini Atzeres. Bruchi loy briche. But they didn't make a bracha. So you see that they obviously paskined like the approach of Rabbi Yochanan. So that the strongest proof for how we should paskin is if there's a maisa that was actually done based on it. You know, sometimes you can listen to a Rabbanim debate about things theoretically, but they're not ready to paskin that way. You know what I mean? So here you see this, how they actually paskin. So that's an indicator how what we should do. Asks the Gemara, V'dilma sviril hu kamanda mekema chibirich yantif rishon. Shuv enoy mevarech. V'dilma, perhaps sviril hu, they held. Kimanda amar, like the one who says, Kevan shebirech. Once he made a bracha, Yom Tov Rishon, on the first day of Yom Tov on his sukkah, Shuv, further on, Eino Mevarech. He doesn't make another bracha. So if you remember, we saw this a little while ago, that the Gemara had a machlokes, do you make a bracha on sukkah every day, or not every day? How does it compare to lulav? And then we had the discussion, if you remember, well, what about nighttime? There's a chiyuv sukkah, lulav, there's no chiyuv sukkah, deraisa, derabanan, that was the back and forth, the shakavatari, the Gemara earlier, but there was an opinion that held, that once sukkahs happens to you, once sukkahs begins, then you make one bracha on your sukkah because you're chayvin sukkah, the entire sukkahs. There's no break. You're chayvin sukkah yomam v'layla until the end of sukkahs. So, did you guys sleep in the sukkah this year? Did you sleep in the sukkah this year? Did you sleep in the sukkah this year? Maybe these gedolim held that way and that's why they didn't make a bracha in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. That was a suffix shvi. So that would not prove what we want it to prove. We're trying to prove that they held like Rabbi Yochanan, that on Shmini Atzeres, suffix shvi, so you go ahead and sit in the sukkah without a bracha. But if they were in the sukkah without a bracha because they just didn't make a bracha except on the first day, then maybe they actually held, technically have to make a bracha.
They would still hold
you have to make a bracha. But we don't paskin like that. We paskin that you have to make a bracha every day.
So if their way of doing it was to make a bracha every day,
then they would have to have the bracha Shmini Atzeres too.
But we don't know because we don't know if they make a bracha every day.
Right. So it's like an idiosyncrasy they may have held that prevents us from really using this as a proof. So Gemara answers, get ready for this, is what I meant by this wasn't your typical article guttle story. Gemire, we have a tradition, they may offer us to. That they came from what's called the Afar. The Afar means from this uninhabited areas. They were in the swamps. They were grazing animals. I don't know. Rashi writes, Gemiri dem afagasu, maritanim rabbeisai. I learned from my rabbanim. Shehein bo'u mina afar shebehem oisayin roesham. They came from this, outskirts of the Hefker areas outside the towns where they were grazing their cattle. V'layashva v'sukka kol yamei achag. And they didn't dwell in a sukkah, the entire sukkahs. What? The Gedolei Yisrael had a heter because they were outside. We saw before that if the person is, working, and he's outside the town, the whole sukkah, so he doesn't have to sit in the sukkah. But, okay, maybe there's a heter, but you don't want to do that, right? There's a very interesting tshuva of sorts from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, where he was asked from an educational perspective. The kids, the kinderlach, are all on vacation on sukkahs. So what a great idea, field trips, all kinds of things. Is there anything wrong with taking the kids out to, who knows what, on a tiyul, in the middle of nowhere? But the problem is there won't be a sukkah. So do we have to be makbid to only bring food that's like snack food? Or because at the end of the day, we're on a tiyul, we're out in the middle of nowhere, it would be even be mutter to eat regular sandwiches, which would normally require a sukkah, but since we're out in the middle of nowhere, just like these rabbanim, these gedolim in the Gemara, so we should be able to eat sandwiches without a sukkah.
No, you bring a
sukkah
and you build a
cup. So, Rabbi said, technically you're right, you're exact. You're technically correct. But what kind of chinuch is that? Here you have an opportunity to be mekayim in the mitzvah of sukkah. Maybe it would be better to avoid those types of tiyulim on those vacations. Maybe you should do it the Pesach time, whatever, I don't know, some other time, when you don't have to worry about, even though it would technically be mutter, right? You hear what he's trying to say? Just because there's nothing technically wrong with it, but it's a missed opportunity.
Yeah, but does it say they can't do it from the place that they live in? If you live in a place where you're not able to do it, it's not like you're...
Yeah, that's what he's saying. If technically they're exempt. You're right. It's true. But it's just a missed opportunity. So that's what the Gemara says. We have a tradition that they came from a place where there wasn't a sukkah the entire time. So even if you're right, and they held, you only have to make a bracha the first day of sukkah, guess what? They hadn't had one the whole time, so when would they have had to make their bracha? Which means there's the first time they enter their sukkah. So you lose. Okay, so far what we have is the Gemara saying that's a machlok, it's Rabbi Yochanan, whether or not you make a bracha on the sukkah in Shmini Atzeres, but everyone agrees, you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laretz, yeah? Ika de Amri Bruchi Kalamale Pligi de Loim Ibarchinan. There's another approach now. What's the machlokas over sukkah between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? Remember, they both argued over sukkah. Do we treat Shmini Atzeres like it's Shvi'i L'Sukkah or Shemini L'Sukkah? What does that mean? Maybe everyone agrees you do not make a bracha. Even Rav holds now you do not make a bracha on sukkah. You sit in a sukkah without a bracha. What are they arguing about then? Ki pligi l'meisa. They're arguing over whether or not you sit in it at all. Wait a minute. It's not that you sit in a sukkah without a bracha, everyone agrees. It's that there's a machlok if you sit in a sukkah at all. So Rav now holds you sit in a sukkah without a bracha. And Rabbi Yochanan holds you don't sit in a sukkah at all. The man Amar Shiva the sukkah. Going to Rav who holds it's like the seventh day for sukkah. Mesiv Yosvinan, you sit in the sukkah but without a bracha. The man Amar Shmini Lazev Lazeh. And if you hold that it's the eighth day, even vis-a-vis sukkah, Nesav Nami Lo Yosvinan, you don't even sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that would be Rabbi Yochanan. You should take Rabbi Yochanan's opinion in your hand. Demar the Shmaitza money Rehuda Brei the Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, because the author of this opinion, the one who's quoting it all, is Rehuda the son of Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Ubishmini Safik Shvi Levar Misuka Yasiv, and on the eighth day that was a Safik Shvi, he Levar Misuka outside of his sukkah Yasiv he dwelled he sat. In other words, the Ma'an Damar is quoting all of this, is saying that he passed into that way, Lamaise, that you don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So far, you have two totally different approaches to what the halacha is on Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Laretz. So according to this, the first approach of the Gemara said, everyone agrees you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, the only question is, do you make a bracha? And according to that approach, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, you don't make a bracha, but you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Second approach to the Gemara is that they're arguing over whether or not you sit in the sukkah. Shmini Atzeres?
Shouldn't this argument be first?
That's a good question. Maybe you should present it the opposite way first. I'm not sure. Okay, good question. What is the Gemara's conclusion? The Gemara here has a hilchasa. The Gemara doesn't always come to clear conclusions, right? Here the Gemara has a clear conclusion of a hilchasa. The halacha is, Meisiv Yasevinan Bruchi Loi Mivar Chinan. Which is, it rhymes, so that's nice. Meisiv Yasevinan Bruchi Loi Mivar Chinan. Sit in the sukkah without a bracha. End of Gemara. So it seems pretty darn clear from the Gemara, and this is what, the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that the halacha is, if you live in the United States of America, you should sit in your sukkah on Shmini Atzeres and just not make a bracha. Does anyone here not sit in the sukkah at all on Shmini Atzeres? No? All good Ashkenazim around here. Okay. So there, by Hasidim, there are all kinds of different approaches what the Hasidim do. Some of the... Okay. So there are different minhagim. Everyone obviously should follow their minig, but it is very clear from the din of the Gemara that the way we paskin is that you sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres without a bracha. Amar Rebbe Yochanan. So again, we're quoting back to Rebbe Yochanan. Oimrim Zman Bishmini Shel Chag, Vein Oimrim Zman Bishvi Shel Pesach. Great! In Yonad Yuma, getting close to Pesach.
Torah is alive
as always, preparing us, even though we are learning Masech HaSukkah. Would you believe it? We're learning Masech HaSukkah and the week, with, tomorrow's our last year. Would you believe that now all of a sudden the Gemara gets involved in Pesach? Okay! There's no question, right? No question about it. Okay. Question is, what are all the other shiurim doing? Okay, I don't know. But it says, "Ve'inorim zman b'shmi shall pass out." There is a contrast between Shmini of Sukkot and Shvi'i of Pesach. You tell me, what is the what is the reason why the Gemara is connecting them, that it feels a need to distinguish between them? What is the common denominator between Shemini of Sukkot and Shvi'i of Pesach? What do they share in common?
They have that amount of days.
8 and 7?
It's an extra day. And they don't celebrate an extra show.
No.
That maybe you don't make a brush on matzah?
No, what's the common denominator between the last day of Sukkot, the 8th day of Sukkot, and the 7th day of Pesach?
It's the last day of the holiday.
It's the last day of the holiday, and both of them are... Yeah, meaning what's the difference between those days and all the other days of the holiday?
That's when you bring in korban.
You bring korban every day, both of Sukkot and Pesach, right? But what's unique about Shemini Atzeres? What days before Shemini Atzeres?
Shemini
Shal Sukkot, which we call Hoshana Rabbah. Did you drive to shul on Hoshana Rabbah?
Yeah.
I mean, you could have walked, but most people drive to shul. Let's show us very close by because it's Chol HaMoed. And Shemini Atzeres is Yom Tov. Yom Tov. And what about Shvi'i Shel Pesach? Yom Tov. The day before is the last day of Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara is comparing and about to contrast between the end of Sukkot and the end of Pesach. One would be tempted to say they are the same, because just like there is Yom Tov bookending Sukkot, there's Yom Tov bookending Pesach. And they should all be the same. Correct? That's the comparison that Gemara is coming from. That's the in the background here. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan stated, we say Zman on Shmini Shel Chag. Who knows what Zman is referenced to? What do we say Zman? Close. No, farther away. Is there any bracha you know of that uses the word zman in it?
Yeah.
What? Bracha?
Oh,
ah, bingo! Shehechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu? Zman hazeh. Zman is a reference to the bracha of Shehechiyanu. So the Gemara is saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that we say Shehechiyanu on Shmini Shel Chag. It's interesting that it's called Shmini, no? Because on the one hand, Shmini Atzeres is like its own Yom Tov, as we'll see. On the other hand, it is considered to be the end, the 8th of Sukkot. So, okay, but in any case, we say Shehechiyanu on Shmini Shel Chag. Ve'ein oimrim zman. We don't say, which is Shehechiyanu b'Shvi Shel Pesach. Tell me. Shemini Atzeres there is, and Shvi'i Shel Pesach there is not. So one would have expected them to be the same, right? In other words, if the last day of the Yom Tov, the bookend, you know, the end bookend, is considered to be unique and it requires its own Shehechiyanu, so Pesach should also. If it's not unique because it's simply the concluding day, it happens to be Yom Tov again, but no, it's just part of the whole holiday, so you shouldn't make Shehechiyanu in either one. So, of course, we want to know what? What's pshat in this discrepancy? V'amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama. Rabbi Levi Bar Chama said, V'teiman, some say it was Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. Teida, you should know. Shaharei chaluk v'shleisha devarim. Because Shemini Atzeres is chaluk, is different, is divided. Chilek, right? Chilek means it's divided. It's a portion, so it's different. It's divided in three ways, in three things. Besukkah, velulav, venisuch hamayim. Shemini Atzeres, there is no sukkah.
Debatable.
Well, I guess we're talking about where?
In Israel.
Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Eretz Yisrael is fair. That's a fair statement then. If you're talking about Chutz Laaretz, then it's not so partial. Obviously, we're talking about Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, Shemini Atzeres is clearly distinct from the other 7 days prior Sukkot in three ways. Sukkah, ain't no sukkah. Lulav, ain't no lulav. V'nisuch hamayim, ain't no water libations on the Mizbeah. Well, there'll be Yehuda, that's a great proof. We're talking about Eretz Yisrael, right? But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who said, with a leg of water, we do the libations all 8 days. So he's including Shmini Atzeres. Okay, then it's only distinct in 2 ways, not in 3. Only with Sukkah and Lulav. No. Okay, Ihachi, if that's true, that the reason for the distinction, right, the Gemara didn't spell it out, but that's what the Gemara means, right? Gemara, the reason for the distinction is because obviously Shmini Atzeres is different. The Gemara didn't say it's a different holiday. It didn't say it's, you hear what I'm saying? It didn't really spell out. The Gemara just points out to you the reason why we're saying Shehechiyanu and Shmini Atzeres is because clearly it's different. There's no Sukkah, there's no Lulav, there's no Nisuch HaMayim. The Gemara doesn't spell out exactly what's at the core of that, but it does point out that clearly it's distinct because in 3 ways, it's like Sukkah's ended. Ihachi, and Pesach, so we finish the sentence for the Gemara, but Pesach, are you still eating matzah? Is there still an Isser Chametz?
No.
Are there any ways you could distinguish between the last day of Pesach and the other days of Pesach?
No.
You're eating Gibrachs. The Gemara doesn't have a concept of Gibrachs, so there's no such thing.
So, wait, people that don't eat Gibrachs, are they not like last?
A lot of people, I don't know all, but a lot of people that do not eat Gibrachs, eat Gibrachs last day of Pesach.
Really?
Yeah, nobody can figure out why that's okay. Why is that okay? It's like you're saying last day of Pesach is not legit. How can you make such a statement? What in the world?
I guess I think it sounds better to
be honest. Oh. So the Gemara says, obviously there's no such parallel dynamic to the last day of Pesach because the last day of Pesach is identical to all the other ones. Right? Ihachi? No. If you're right, that the reason for Shehechiyanu is because the last day of Sukkah, so to speak, is different than the other ones. If so, Shvi Shel Pesach Nami, the 7th day of Pesach also, you should have said Shehechiyanu. What? I thought we just finished saying the 7th day of Pesach is identical to the other ones. Harei Chaluk Bachilas Matzah. It's different when it comes to eating matzah. What? How's it different? You have to eat matzah on the 7th. What?
Yeah, but you don't need to eat matzah in the service, so it's different.
No, it's saying the 7th day of Pesach is different than the other 6 because it's different than matzah. How is the 7th day different in matzah? It's not different in matzah. The Omar Mark, the master said, "Lai the Rishayin a Chayva." The first night there is a Chayva. What's a Chayva?
It's like a
Mazechuvah?
It's a ranch. It's a farmland.
What?
Yeah. We both.
What?
Yeah.
Sure. Chuvah, this means, how you say this? This means obligation. Do you know what that means? Obligation?
Oh yeah, that's the word. Obligation.
Nachon. Chuvah.
Oh my God.
It's a mitzvah.
I opened the fridge and it smells like
curiosity killed the cat. So the Gemara says, well, Pesach should be the same thing. Why? Because it's different when it comes to matzah. How is it different when it comes to matzah? The master said, only the first night of Pesach is there a chayva. Is there an obligation of matzah? Mikan ve'elech rishus. After that, it's a rishus. What's a rishus?
It's not obligated.
Good. The, because it's optional.
That's the
optional. This is optional. You don't have to eat matzah after the first night. Now, you have to have a seuda. That's a little complicated. But in terms of the mitzvah of matzah, technically speaking, there's no chiyuv, there's no chova of matzah other than the first night. So if that's true, then the 7th day also of Pesach should have Shehechiyanu. Because it's distinct. It doesn't have any mitzvah matzah. Just like there's no mitzvah lulav and sukkah, there's no mitzvah matzah. So there should be Shehechiyanu on the last day of Pesach. Hach yashta. So that, now that you've said that, hasam over there. Now that you've set up the distinction when it comes to matzah, that you gotta really think it through. Hasa milayla chaluk miyoyim eino chaluk, because the seventh day of Pesach is only different from the night. Milayla chaluk, it's only from the night that it's distinct. Miyoyim eino chaluk, from the day, the first day of Pesach, it's not distinct. What does that mean? Because we just finished saying the mitzvah, the chayva of matzah is only the first night. But what about the first day? Is there a mitzvah matzah during the day? No. The mitzvah matzah only at the Seder. There's no mitzvah matzah during the day. So the last day of Pesach is not different than the first day of Pesach. It's only different than the first night. But when it comes to Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres is totally different. It's different from the first day and the first night. It's just totally different. Because during the first day of Sukkah, of Sukkot, there's a mitzvah lulav and a mitzvah of Sukkah. But Shmini Atzeres, no mitzvah lulav or Sukkah. So it's distinct completely from the first day. Whereas when it comes to Pesach, it may be different than the first night, but it's identical to the first day. So it's not really distinct. It's really the same. It's just there's something unique about the first night of Pesach. So where does that leave us? That would leave us that it makes sense to say She'echiyanu for Shmini Atzeres, but there's no reason to distinguish the last day of Pesach from the rest of Pesach, and that would explain why we don't make a new She'echiyanu on the last day of Pesach, despite it being Yom Tov. Ravina Amar, Ravina said, Zeh chaluk mishalifanav, v'zeh chaluk mishalifneifanav, that this one is different from that which came before it, and this one's different from that which came way before it, from before the thing that's before it. In other words, he's making the same distinction. It's just a little different. The way that he wants to say the difference is that when it comes to Sukkot, it's different. Shmini Atzeres is different from the day it's immediately prior to it. It's totally different than Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah, there's Lulav and there's Sukkah. And what about the last day of Pesach? The last day of Pesach, there is absolutely no distinction between the sixth day of Pesach and the seventh day of Pesach. The only distinction is earlier, the first day. So even if you'll argue that the first day is different because of the mitzvah matzah at night, but still, it's no different than the previous day. Sukkot, in other words, Shmini Atzeres, is totally different than Hoshana Rabbah, the immediately prior day. The last day of Pesach is no different than the prior day. It's only different than the prior, the original, the first day. So that's his reason to say why you see, again, Pesach is not distinct, the last day of Pesach is not distinct, and Shmini Atzeres is. So then the Gemara, whether they're supposed to have the Giras Amar Papa or not is debatable, but the Gemara has another distinction that makes Pesach much more merged and Shmini Atzeres not. That when it comes to Sukkot, so there's a difference in the Karbanos. Yeah? Shmini Atzeres, there is one cow. And all the other days of Sukkot, Bakari, there's always two cows, and then there's all these different other korbanos that are brought, the different numbers of the other animals. So Gemara says, here, take a look at Rashi. Harek ksiv par, v'hasim ksiv parim. Kol yimei achad, kreivim parim harbei. Mismatin v'hochem echad le'yonim ad yom shvi. So makrim parim shiva. That when it comes to the cows on Sukkot, they are constantly diminishing. Where's the sitter? Is it over here? How's the Kriya? Fine, where's the Kriya?
For Pesach?
If you take a look at the Kriya Satira that we do for Sukkot, so remember I mentioned to you one time that especially when it comes to Maftir, we're always bringing our Karbanos. Guys, can we pay attention for a minute? We're going to finish the Amud in a minute. And we'll go back to some Haggadah stuff. So the first day of Sukkot, those of you who are Bali Kriya will recognize it. What's the 15th of the 7th month? Excellent. Mikra Kodesh Yalachem, Komelechas Avodah Sasu. V'chagoyisim Chag L'Hashem Shivas Yomim. And what is the Korban? V'ikravtem Oyelo Ishe Reach Nichoyach L'Hashem Porim B'nei Bakar. Take a guess? Shloisha Asar. How much is Shloisha Asar?
13.
So how many cows?
13.
Elim Shnayim. Two rams. Kvasim B'nei Shana. How many sheep? Arba Asar Tamimim Yeyu. We got 14 sheep. And then Minchasam, etc., etc. Uva Yom Hasheni. Second day of Sukkot. Parim and Evakar. Shneim Asar.
12.
Elim Shnayim. Kvasim B'nei Shana. Arba Asar Tamimim. You want to take a guess the third day? Ashtei Asar. Until finally, the last day of Sukkot is?
Seven.
What about Pesach? What is the Korban on Pesach? Does anybody know?
Start us off on the Pasuk.
I don't know. It's such a strange thing, you know. In the Siddur for Sukkot, it had like a separate Kriya for every day of Sukkot. But for some reason, when by Pesach it just says B'chol Yom. Why would it say B'chol Yom?
Because every day it's.
Very good. V'hikravtem Isha Parim Bnei Bakar Shnayim V'ayel Echad V'shiva Kvasim Bnei Shana Tamim Yulachem. So it's always two. It's two parim every single day. Every single day is the same. So Sukkot is from 13 until 7. And Shmini Atzeres, you want to take a guess? How many cows on Shmini Atzeres?
One.
So that is a pretty significant difference. Even though each day of Sukkot has a different number of parim, all of a sudden Shmini Atzeres comes and went from 7 to 1. So that's this line in the Gemara. Hachaksiv par, hasam ksim parim. So on Pesach, every single day, it's just parim, 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 including the seventh day. Same exact, that's what's b'chol, yoim. The korbanos was exactly the same. So what do you see? Again, this is just another distinction between Shmini Atzeres and the other days of Sukkot. From Nachman Yitzchak Amar Me'amar, Nachman Yitzchak said, Hachaksiv b'yoim, hasam ksiv u'bayoim. That when it comes to, what does Rashi say? Hasim ksiv u'bayoim, hachasiv bayoim, kol yimoy sechag, ksiv behu u'bayoim, hasheni u'bayoim, hashlishi. That when it comes to every day of Sukkot, it says, and on this day, and on this day, and on this day. What's the and doing? You know what a vav literally means? A word, if you use the word vav in a sentence? Vavei ha'amudim. A vav means a hook. So vav means and, I mean we're connecting every day to the previous day. But take a guess, on Shmini Atzeres, it doesn't say uvayom, it says
bayom
hashmini. So again, you see that it's different. The Torah is clearly spelling out, it's a different day. Rav Ashi, Yomar Hacha Ksiv Kamishpat Hasam Ksiv Kimishpatam. It's again a distinction. Leima Misayele Haparim Hoylim V'Hakavasim Ma'akvim Zeh Ezeh. Let's say that the following halacha supports this whole approach. That parim, the right number of cows, the right number of rams, the right number of sheep, ma'akim zezeh, is ma'akim each other. That they're all a big package deal. So if you don't have the proper sheep, then it messes up your cows. Mitzay all big package deal. Rebuto Omer, that's the Tanakama's opinion. Parim ain't ma'akim zezeh. That the cows are not ma'akim one another. Jehare mismatin vahochen. Because they are constantly, the whole sukkah is diminishing. 13, 12, 11, etc. until you get to 7. So is that a proof that Shmini Atzeres is different than the rest of sukkahs? Amru loy, they said to him, V'halei kulon mismatin v'olchen, v'olchen. But then each day should be different because each day is different than the previous day because 13, 12, 11, 10 until you get to 7. Bashmini. Amar lahan, Shmini, Regel bifnei atzmoi hu. The eighth one is different. It's only one versus seven. Shmini is a regel bifnei atzmoi hu, is a regel on its own. Shekishem sheshiva simei achag. Tunin korban, vishir, ubracha, velina. That just like all 7 days of the chag require a korban. And a shir, that's the Levium, the song that he's saying in the Beis HaMikdash. Ubracha. And Lina, and they have to stay in Yerushalayim. Avshmini to'un korban v'shir ubracha v'lina. Shmini Atzeres also requires all four things, korban, shir, bracha, and Lina in Yerushalayim. My love, Zman. Isn't the bracha referred to here? The bracha of Shehechi Yanu? Like, Birchas Hamazon Utfila. It only refers to Birchas Hamazon and Tfila. Rashi dar hashtam rinan es yoim chag hasukai sazeh v'kan es yom shmini chag atzeres sazeh. You have to change what you say, and that's why it requires its own unique bracha, as well as on unique korban, its own unique shir, and lina. Hachinami mistabra, that's what makes sense, that's what it's referring to, not shechianu. This agadai dar zman. Because if you'll say, I mean shechianu, zman kol shiva mi'ika. No one ever suggested you make Shechianu every single day of Sukkis. Hale kasha? No, that's not a kasha. We can get out of that one. Di loy barich ha'idna mevarich lemachar. Means to say that if you forgot to say Shechianu the first day of Sukkis, you can make it the rest of the days of Sukkis. Oyle yamachrina. Or on the last day. Mikol makoim kais ba'inan. Well, wait a minute. If that's what you're going to suggest, and it means to say you can say Shechianu if you forgot it the first day, any one of the other subsequent days, you at least need a kais, you need a cup. You say Shechianu on a kais, you don't have to say just Shechianu without anything else in the middle of nowhere. Renachon held you don't require a kos for Shechianu. The way he said it was, Zman, Shechianu, Omro, you can say it, afilu b'shuk, even if you're in the middle of the marketplace, and most people appropriately or not, carrying a kos in the middle of the marketplace. The Amr Binan kos, because if you say it requires a kos, kos kol yuma mi'ika, who in the world ever suggested you require a kos every single day of Sukkis? Dilmad ikla le kos, I don't know, could be. If you have it, you got to use it. If you don't have it, okay, maybe you can do it without. But at least if you have one, then you can say your Shechianu on the kos, and maybe that really is what it meant. So it's not necessarily, it's not a proof, says the Gemara, either way. You can't use this as indication for Shechianu, because either it means you could repeat it, or maybe it means you'll say it. Either way, not a proof. End of the day, bottom line, that's where we're going to stop for today. So where are we holding? We are holding that the Gemara has demonstrated, with a bunch of different examples, that Shmini Atzeres is very, very distinct from the rest of Sukkis, and the last day of Pesach is very much not distinct from most of the rest of Pesach. And we got into a little bit of the topic of the Chiyuv of Matzah. The Chiyuv of Matzah is technically only on the first night. There's a mitzvah of Echilas Matzah. When do you actually make the bracha? Asher Kishanu Sazi Zivanu al Echilas Matzah. You make that every day of Pesach?
No.
Only the
first 2 nights.
Very good. Only the first 2 nights because you live in Chosaritz. And the rest of the time we eat it because we're not allowed to eat chametz. But there's no technical Chiyuv to eat Matzah.